Holy Spirit disciples. Jesus commanded and the Holy Spirit operated and acted through the disciples. The Holy Spirit is the power of God to effect the will of God according to the Word of God, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3. Jesus spoke to the disciples and commissioned the Holy Spirit and them for the work He had in mind. And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you are, have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 and 7 and 8. And He called unto Him the 12 and began to send them forth by two and two, and gave them power over unclean spirits. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed many with oil that were sick and healed them. Mark chapter 6, verses 7, 12, and 13. Then He called His 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Luke 9, verses 1 and 2. So, we see that the Holy Spirit, who is the power of God, was given to the disciples to minister to the Hebrews in a specific fashion. They were to preach the kingdom of God, and they were to set the captive free and heal the sick. They were to respond positively to those who received the message and testify against those who did not. It is important to understand that the Holy Spirit was upon them just as with the Old Testament prophets. He was not in them. Just as the Old Testament prophets spoke as spoken to by God, so did the disciples operate in the Holy Spirit as commissioned and commanded by Jesus. The Holy Spirit was not resident in the disciples until the day of Pentecost.